The Roundhouse is rocking as we start the fourth quarter, as it should be. The final game of the day on day number two of the 54th annual McPherson Invitational, and the McPherson Bullpups need a rally here in the fourth quarter. They trail Shawnee Mission East 42-36. Mason Alexander flips the pass onto the left wing for Ben Pyle. Pyle back to Jace Alexander. Three ball, left wing, good! As Jace Alexander knocks down a three. He's got 9 points, and the Roundhouse is electrified. 42-39, Shawnee Mission East back to the end to our right. Pyle gets a second to go. We've got a one-point game. Buckle up. 7:10 to go in this game. 42-41. Mason pulls up from the free throw line. Shot is no good. Rebound, Ben Pyle. Put back in one with a chance to tie it with a three-point play. Ben Pyle fighting his tail off down low, and the Bullpups can knot it up at 44. And the lead goes back up to 47-44. Bullpups want to answer. Mason, here's the answer. Good! 47-47, and a timeout taken by McPherson. 47 McPherson, 47 Shawnee Mission East with 5:29 to play. Bolton, here's the double team, and now turns it over. Right into the arms of Cody Suppleby. Up the floor for Mason Alexander on the left wing. Bullpups can take the lead. Mason Alexander dribbling, stepping back, hit the three to tie it. Now a three for the lead. Good! Mason Alexander with a three, and the Bullpups take that lead, 50-47.
And all he had to do was hit that first one to unlock it. Beautiful stroke by Mason. I think he's found his shot, and oh, almost another turnover.
Mason's feeling it. Don't be surprised he pulls up for three here.
Mason instead pulls up for two. Little short. Suppleby, the offensive rebound and putback. Cody Suppleby with his second basket. And the Bullpups have a five-point lead. 1:40 to go. 54-47. Shawnee Mission East taking a three. They need it. They won't get it. Ben Pyle keeps the offensive or the defensive rebound alive. And the Bullpups will walk it from right to left. Shawnee Mission East is going to be forced to foul.
Watch for the home run.
Pyle inbounding, can run the baseline, and they go with the home run. Up the floor, Mason with his left hand, good! Mason running in traffic, finishes over Keelan Bolton. It's a 9-point lead, 58-49. Bolton dribbling into a triple team. It's stolen away by Jace Alexander. 38 seconds left to foul, and the Bullpups with a 9-point lead. Mason can stretch it into double digits, and look at that smile on Coach Kinnaman's face.
Do you think I've seen a lot of Bullpup basketball? I can tell
you've
seen
39 tournaments.
I've seen Kurt Kinnaman's teams play. How many times have the Bullpups scored on the home run play? We've seen it time and time and time again. Mason Alexander going to the line now. And, boy, what a fourth quarter he's had. He has kind of put the team on his back offensively here in the quarter.
Under 20 seconds left, and the Lancers will not foul. What a win as the Bullpups rally from 9 points down in the second half, and they come back to shock the Shawnee Mission East Lancers here in the semifinals, day number two of the McPherson Invitational. 61-49, the Bullpups win it. What a game. Bullpups win, Bullpups win, Bullpups win it. And they advance into the championship game tomorrow night with a date with the Bishop Carroll, Golden Eagle, Steve Sell. You have seen a lot of McPherson games here. This has got to be up there.
Oh, it really is. As far as comebacks go, you can hear how loud it is in here. People are just going crazy, blowing the roof off the place, and what a comeback. I mean, that, you know, you go from nine down, a 21-point swing in the last 10 minutes of the game.
And the Bullpups score 25 points in the fourth quarter to come back and win it. 61-49. They were down by 9 at one point, and McPherson is into the title game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against Bishop Carroll. What a win for the Roundhouse here tonight as McPherson pulls off a big-time comeback against the Lancers of Shawnee Mission East. We'll take a two-minute break. Be back on our CHS Refinery McPherson postgame show. You're listening to Bullpup Basketball on 96.7 FM KBBE.